With the Q106.5 Regional News, I'm Cindy Campbell. Maine's law enforcement agencies will be stepping up their efforts to reduce impaired driving during the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. Maine residents are reminded to appoint a sober designated driver for any holiday celebrations and survive the drive. The campaign will continue through January 1st. Minimum wage in Maine will increase by just over a dollar in 2023 from $12.75 to $13.80 an hour. Also being implemented in January is a service employee minimum wage of at least $6.90 per hour, provided the employee's combined wage and tips equal $13.80 an hour. Bangor police are once again asking for the public's help locating Graham Locker, who has been missing since walking away from the Dorothea Dix Psychiatric Center in June. Despite exhaustive searches for the man, who's still the subject of a statewide silver alert, the only sign of him has been the discovery of his hat off Stillwater Avenue. Find more information and pictures of Graham on the Missing Graham Locker Facebook page. Today is the last day for Mainers to sign up for health insurance on the Affordable Healthcare Marketplace in order for coverage to begin in January. Residents can compare plans, apply for financial assistance, and enroll in a plan at CoverMe.gov. Shopping sprees through Target this afternoon with members of CNL Aviation and the Bangor Police will benefit several local families. Through a generous donation from the aviation company, five local families will shop with a cop. The gifts will then be taken to the police department where they'll be wrapped and returned to the families. And the public's invited to celebrate nature in winter this Friday afternoon for the Welcome Winter Solstice Celebration in Orrington. It will start with the reading of the book The Night Tree. And then participants will make nature ornaments that, weather permitting, will then be taken outside to hang on their night tree. Find more information on the Facebook page for the Fields Pond Audubon Center. Find more news on demand anytime at Q1065.fm and on the Q106.5 app.